This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from the Flying Aviation Expo in Palm Springs. We're with Marco Parrado. He is president of the show. And Marco, there are people in the convention center, and they're at the booths, and some of them are buying stuff. How's the feedback been so far?
It's really been great. We've had 7 months to plan this, and the response in our pre-reg was more than we could have expected. And the response from the exhibitors, they're ecstatic.
Okay. Do you have any preliminary numbers? Do you know how many people to expect over the weekend?
Well, originally we weren't sure, again, because it was planned so late, but our pre-reg was right around 2,100. And years past this type of show, there's about 75% walk-up. So we're hoping to hit about 5,000 to 6,000 people over the weekend.
Okay. And how did you feel about the exhibitor turnout? Most of the names that we recognize are here.
And that's what was important. It was, for me, it was more quality than quantity. So it was a good turnout. You know, we weren't on people's radar. We weren't in their budgets for this year. People found money to come out and support us. So, I mean, as you can see, like you said, we have some quality exhibitors.
Now, the thing about a first show is you got to get the first show out of the way, right? Do you think that this is a springboard to future shows? Are you going to be doing that?
I do. I really think, again, with our support, our sponsors we have, and again, our title sponsor, Flying Magazine, they were already talking future years. So this is definitely going to be first of many.
Okay. Run us down some of the highlights and some of the things that you're looking forward to at the show.
One of the biggest highlights, and it premiered at Oshkosh, is the IFR Proficiency Center, which has really been a huge draw for us. We turned this into a more of a aviation core with a lifestyle component to it. So we have some amazing cars that are Ferrari, some exotic cars, and we had a lot of support from EAA, so we have a lot of experimentals here. And obviously the Parade of Planes is our big hook, and we get a huge turnout for that.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Flying Aviation Expo in Palm Springs. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.